Welcome to Haunted Hour. It's the podcast where real people share their real ghost encounters. And in today's podcast, we talk about the old police academy. Now, this location is pretty near to the Bukit Brown Cemetery, a cemetery that I love so much because of the history behind it. And it's also a very beautiful cemetery. If you have never been there, I suggest you do, you know, after this whole COVID thing is over and you know, you can go for a walk. There's so much history about the Bukit Brown Cemetery, but this podcast is not about Bukit Brown. It's about the old police academy. What I can tell you about this, it features a lot of old colonial buildings, right? The black and white buildings, really beautiful to look at, and these buildings are all over the police academy. It was involved in the Japanese War, right? The World War II. The senior police officer's mess was once occupied by the notorious Japanese military, right? Or rather, they are known as the Kempentai, right? The Kempentai, well, they used to torture, they used to beat up whoever they caught. They would massacre Chinese along beaches in Singapore. Well, so they occupied the senior police officer's mess, and the area itself, the estate, was once used as a work camp for prisoners of war who were tasked maybe is not the word, because we know that they were forced to carry out works across Southeast Asia, right? So they were forced to build the Shinto Shrine, and that is at MacRitchie Reservoir. Well, so the old police academy, I've heard so many ghost stories about this place, and I know a lot of them are genuine. Some of them, you know, have been exaggerated because this is passed down from one person to another, you know, and then over the years, you know, you just have this unbelievable story. But we have somebody that I'm going to speak to, and he's going to tell us about his experience at the old police academy at Mount Pleasant Road.
Hey, hello, Noel. How are you?
I'm good, man. How's everything with you?
I'm great, man. Great. Just dealing with this skid breaker. It's okay. I have good food at home. I've been cooking. I have an entertaining wife. All good. Yeah.
Yeah, I know the circuit breaker is driving a lot of people nuts, right? Because they can't go about their usual routine.
Yeah. You've seen the, like, I've been scrolling through my Facebook posts, and then, like, a few loonies, like, scolding the customer service sector, like, the KFC guy, because her food was late, or something like that.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah, I don't understand this. Well, you know, I think ghosts now are very bored because people aren't really going out to the haunted areas like parks and abandoned buildings, so, yeah. They must be wondering, yeah, what happened to human beings.
Who to haunt now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Are you ready to tell us about your paranormal experience?
Yes, man, I'm ready as you are.
Okay, can you tell us when did this take place?
Okay, I was in my national service during my BMT. So it was in about, I think, the year, I don't remember exactly when this, well, about 2005, right? So it happened at old PA.
I personally know the place is haunted, not just the old police academy, because my father was a police officer. So not just the police academy, but just the Mount Pleasant Road itself. It's like incredibly haunted. So what...
Yeah, that area was spooky to me. I mean, before I enlisted, my brother was on OP as well, and he was telling stories to them. But I was really young, so I was like, I didn't want to listen to him that much. I was like, okay, you know what, I just want to go through the adventure service and, you know, be a man about it, and bye-bye lah.
Okay, so what did you experience back in 2005?
Basically, it was our week where we were supposed to ORD the following day. So meaning our instructors, our FIs were very lax about going to bed late and stuff like that lah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the usual 2, 3, 5, 9, but then on this unfortunate night, right? Oh, see, I'm beginning to feel the chills already. The jet lag FID anyway, so our FIs were very relaxed about it. And then the uncool kids would be right in front of the doorway of our bunk, and they've already been asleep by maybe 10, as early as 9, because they're too tired to, like, you know, layan and entertain our nonsense at the back, lah. So the cool kids would be at the back, right at the back. I had my small yellow radio transistor radio. It was a TV made, I think it was one of those Sanyo brands, and then it was just beside me, just to keep me awake, you know, keep me sane at night by my side. So when we were all talking cock, it's just like five of us at the back, some of them playing cards, some of them still talking to their girlfriends, and then they were like eating food, it's okay, just keeping each other company. And then at about 1 a.m, we didn't realize it was at 1 a.m. already, because we had like so much fun. And then at about 1 a.m. I told myself, okay lah, guys, I want to sleep. And they were like, okay lah, it's already 1 a.m. Let's go, just go to sleep lah. So I was trying to sleep, all of us were trying to sleep. And then this one, okay, mind you, all of us were bald. We had no hair, I mean, just a few centimeters of hair. And then, all of a sudden, I was trying to sleep, right? Lights were off. My transistor radio went from the normal DJ voice to a very slight static sound, like shh, white noise kind of stuff. I was like, hey, I never experienced this sound before from my radio, lah. It's like, what does it happen? Does it have to happen tonight? Then I was like, okay, just ignore it, you know, just try to go back to sleep. Okay, so that's the audio side of it, right? So what I felt was at the point of time, I felt hot. My body was warming up for no apparent reason. It was already at night. It was about 1 a.m. It should be chilled, right? It should be chilly, lah, because it has been chilly the past few nights. Why tonight, at night, was hot? Okay, so I was like, okay, something's not right. And then I knew something wasn't right, and I knew something spooky was going to happen. And then I tried to wake my bunkmate up. I said, hey, this and this. Shall not mention his name. Could you know, just talk to me? But I was too late to actually ask him to talk to me because he was already snoring. He was already deep asleep. Alright? Then I was trying to wake him up, and I was like, okay, I'm screwed, lah. I felt hair, like a faint. It has to be hair, it cannot be anything else because all of us were all right. And then I felt hair like sweeping my left cheek up and down. So from the slight feeling of the hair going up and down to like the hair, I could feel the weight of the hair onto my left cheek already. Then I was like, oh my god, I am screwed, you know. And then it got hotter. I was asking myself, should I open? Should I not open my eyes? And then the transistor radio got louder. And I was like, why isn't anyone waking up to this? I was desperately needed help. I was saying all my prayers and stuff like that, lah. Okay?
Right.
And then after this happened about a good 5 minutes, and 5 minutes at the point of time was really long. I was really asking for help. And then, thank God, the situation subsided. Everything went normal, back to normal. Yep, that was my experience, my whole experience. So, my only experience actually, I've never seen one, but that was the one that I felt one.
Before this encounter happened, did you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I did. Yeah, definitely. Okay. I mean, I know they're around, but not to the point where I could actually feel them.
Right. You know, I've heard of a few stories about Police Academy, the old Police Academy, and one of the stories that I heard, which is almost like yours, but this bunch of guys in this bunk used to wake up every day, right? And they will find like long strands of hair on their pillow. So it wouldn't be like on every pillow, but every day will be a certain, like on this pillow, and then the next day it's on somebody else's pillow, like long black hair. So for the longest time, they thought that you know, somebody's playing a prank with them. Yeah, and then, but your story kind of confirms like whatever they experienced because you felt this long hair on your cheek?
Yeah.
Has anybody, like in your bunk, when you guys, do you tell anybody in your bunk about this experience?
That's the thing, I didn't dare to tell him because, you know, I had this like notion of what happened and it might come true, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and to top it all, I told myself, oh, you know what, because we are about to ORD already, you know, just not think about it lah. Yeah, but I did tell people outside from BA, I mean my usual friends, I did tell them, but I didn't tell my bunkmates lah. I don't want them to tell me anyway. Yeah, at that point of time.
I can't confirm this, but what I do know is that the area, right, where the police academy is, that Mount Pleasant Road, there used to be a lot of foreigners that lived there. So I think it was some kind of migrant camp. I'm not sure whether it's the Vietnamese or was it the Burmese. And then that's the reason why the place became so haunted. That is what I heard. But I did have an experience. I wrote about this in my book, about a time when I was in a taxi. And we were going through Mount Pleasant Road. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. And then the guy that was in the cab with me, he got possessed. And then he started speaking in a strange foreign language. And back then, you know, I wasn't doing my paranormal stuff and all. I was really afraid of ghosts. And then the taxi driver was this old Malay man. He had his song called on. And then he started praying. And, you know, good thing he didn't kick us out of the taxi because I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah,
but I can't mention anything more about this because obviously I want people to buy my book. But yeah, I believe that it is very haunted. I do have a personal story though about Police Academy because I told you my dad was a cop, right? So he used to bring us down to this the police carnival. You know, they had the open house like every year. And I remember one particular year, because every time when we go for this, we end up leaving really late because my dad would be catching up with his old colleagues and all. And then so I was wandering around and then I ended up at this place near the range. You know, you guys have got the shooting range, right?
Yeah.
So I ended up there and then I wandered to the back. And then I met an old man. So I think I was maybe about 8 or 9 years old. And I met this old man that was sitting on the staircase. And it was a really, really old Malay man. And he was in this traditional outfit. And he had a songkok on and all. And yeah, so I can remember this very clearly. And then he was just talking to me and asking me, what do I want? And I said, no, I'm just walking around. But he didn't come across as someone that's really scary. Right? He didn't scare me or anything. And then later on, when my dad found me, because my dad was very angry that I wandered off, and then I told him about it, and then he was like, what old man? And then I said, oh, behind the range. And then later on, when I was in like I was doing my national service, and then I was having drinks with my dad, and then we spoke about this, and then he told me that the person that I spoke to is a ghost or a guardian, I can't remember what, but he said that that's something that a lot of police officers used to see at night at the back of the range. Do you know about the story?
No, man. But there's a similar story. There's not an old man. It's the machi selling epo. You know? Heard that before?
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so popular that it's actually brought to the HDB. You know what I mean? So this is much cheaper around.
Yeah. So
do you try and sell epo epo?
Right,
you
know? Right. Going house to house, right?
Yeah. Going house to house to sell epo epo. So I guess this is spirit from where it was from. I don't know. Maybe the originally from she could be originally from old BA, and then somehow traveled to HDB. But it's just stories, you know. I've never seen it before. But it's so popular, you know what I mean?
I personally don't think that story is legit. I think it was really a genuine lady, right? A legit lady going around trying to sell epo epo, and she probably looked really scary.
But at night, bro.
Why not? Why can't you sell epo epo at night?
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, maybe she's selling leftover Epo Epo from her daughter's stall, you know, and then this poor lady gets caught with ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, well, my poor lady. Yeah, la, you're right. Kena condemn ghosts.
I have a question to ask you. If someone you know went through exactly what you went through at the police academy with the hair brushing against your face and the static that you heard on your little radio, what would be your advice to that person?
My advice is, first of all, I'm going to ask him, did you open your eyes? If yes, then I will tell him, good on you, because I did not open my eyes. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me, how did she look like?
Okay. So what would your advice be? Would you tell someone not to be afraid?
I mean, the thing is, for me, I would say it's a fault, I guess it's experience, a plus point for me, because I've experienced it, because I've never experienced it. And before this experience, I told myself, I want to at least feel them, I don't want to see them. So I guess it's a blessing for me to actually know that they are around, And then my advice is to him, if he doesn't like it, okay, go a bit earlier, not stay until 1 a.m. I guess that's the prime time for them to just hang out, the spirits,
Zone. Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, but the prime time is actually about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
That's when we experience, from research, that's the time when we experience the most activity. That's from like 3 o'clock in the morning to about 4 o'clock.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that's right. A fun fact for you.
My advice to him would be just sleep early. If he doesn't like it, if he likes it, I would tell him, carry on, bro.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your encounter.
Hey, no problem, man. Yep.
All right. We'll catch up soon.
To be interviewed by Mr. Noble.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. The honor is all mine. Once again, I would like to thank Junaidi for telling us about his encounter. Really interesting stuff. What would you have done if you were lying in bed and then suddenly you feel long hair brush against your face? Or maybe you have an encounter yourself at the Old Police Academy. Tell us in the comments below. So my name is Noel Boyd. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Haunted Hour. I will be back real soon with another scary ghost encounter.